晚坤泰之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是5月17日，2020年的5月17日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常荣幸地邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladeva 布，为我们讲述今天的圣典波迦瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 8, questions by King Parikshit. Today we read from text 10.
我们今天继续阅读圣典波迦瓦坛第二篇第八章帕克希特王的提问。我们今天开始阅读的世界是第十世界。
Sa Api,
api,
yatra,
yatra,
purusha,
purusha,
sachapi yatra purusho,
sachapi yatra purusho,
vishva,
vishva.
Sthiti
Udbhava
Apyaya Vishvasthiti Udbhava Apyaya
Vishvasthiti Udbhava Apyaya
Muktva Atmamayam, Maya Isha, Muktvatmamayam, Maya Isha,
Muktvatmamayam, Maya Isha,
Chete, Sarva Guhashaya,
Sarva Guhashaya
Shete Sarva Guhashaya
Shete Sarva Guhashaya
Satchapi Yatra Purusho
Satchapi Yatra Purusho
Vishvastiti Udbhava Pyaya
Muktatma
Mayam Mayesha
Muktatma Mayam Mayesha
Ete Sarva Guhashaya
Ete Sarva Guhashaya
Okay, word for word.
Sorry.抱歉，对不起。
沙，
也。
阿比，
如他那样。
Yatra,
哪里
Drink some water.
Okay.
Purusha.
人歌手声
Vishwa,
就物质世界的。
Titi.
维系
Udbhava
Utpava, 创造。
Apyaya,
Apyaya, 毁灭。
Muktva,
Muktva, 不需要经触碰。
Atmamayam,
Atmamayam, 自己的能量。
Maya Isha,
Maya Isha, 所有的能量的主。
Shete,
Shete, 一切处于。
Sarvaguha Shaya,
Sarvaguha Shaya, 处于众生心中的人。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由Srila Prabhupada提供。译文，还请您解释，人格守神是处在每一个生物体心中的超灵，是一切能量的主人，但他的外在能量为什么却触碰不到他？要旨，毫无疑问 ，Brahma 看到的至尊主的形象必定是超然的，否则他怎么能只是看到了创能量而不被触碰到？还应该明白，那同一个主宰化身也处在每一个生物体的心中，有关这一点也需要有正确的解释。译文，还请您写是人格守神是处在每一个生物体心中的超
Magyanatimirandasya Genanjana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Punamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavari Pashatari Shatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Darati Swapadantikam Panchakaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we already have seen previously how the Lord, in order to create the material world, assume different forms of Vishnu.
那我们已经从前面了解到，为了创造这物质世界，主他是如何展现了不同形象的 Vishnu？
First, the first created Vishnu, the first manifestation of Vishnu is Mahavishnu.
首先，第一层显现的 Vishnu 是 Mahavishnu。
He creates the total material energy.
他呢，创造出了整个的物质能量。
So he is considered the super soul of the whole creation.
对呢，他被认为是整个创造的超灵。
Then the second manifestation coming from Mahavishnu is Garbhodakashaya Vishnu.
然后呢，从Mahavishnu 展现的第二层，就是第二层展现的 Vishnu 呢，是 Garbhodakashaya Vishnu。
This Garbhodakashaya Vishnu enters into which of the universe is created, and he creates the diversities within each universe through Lord Brahma.
然后呢 ，Garbhodakashaya Vishnu 呢，他进入到了他所创造出来的每一个宇宙中，然后呢，然后他再通过主 Brahma。进行了在每一个宇宙中的各种各样的创造。
So Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is the super soul in each universe.
所以说呢 ，Garbhodakashaya Vishnu 呢，它是每一个宇宙的超灵。
Then there is another third form of Vishnu coming from Garbhodakashaya Vishnu.
然后呢，又有第三个形式的 Vishnu， 它是
引自于 Gaudakshaya Vishnu 的。
That is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu.
那么这一层Vishnu 呢是 Kshirodakshaya Vishnu.
Is the one who maintains everything within the universe.
他呢是在这个宇宙中去维系一切的那一位 Vishnu.
And from, the super soul Paramatma is a manifestation of this Kshirodakshaya Vishnu.
然后呢，这个 Paramatma 超灵呢，就来自于Kshirodakshaya Vishnu.
In this way, becomes the super soul within every living entity.
就这样的方式呢，它就成为了在每一个生物体心中的超灵。
Not just in everyone's heart, but also even within the atoms.
不仅仅是在每一个物体的心中，它也处在每一个原子之中。
So, life, symptoms of life, manifestations.Within the material world, they are caused by the presence of the super soul within everything.
所以呢，在这个物质世界里面的生命的真相，它就源自于处于一切事物中的这位超灵。
This manifestation of Paramatma is not present in the spiritual world.
而这个 Paramatma 的这种形式呢，它在灵性世界是不存在的。
It's just a temporary manifestation of the Lord within the material creation.
它只是在这个物质创造的在这个物质创造之中，主它所显现的一个临时短暂的一种形象，一种形式。
When the creation is dissolved, there is no Paramatma manifestation.
所以呢，当这个创造瓦解之后呢，就不会再有 Paramatma 的显现了。
Does not mean it's material. It's always spiritual. It's none different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
但是这并不意味着它是物质的，它是灵性的，而且呢，它和至尊人格首神 Sri Krishna 是没有任何区别的。
Because material is onlyNecessary for the material creation. When the material creation is wind up in the body of Mahavishnu, then the Paramatma temporarily is not manifested.
因为呢，它只需要存在于这个物质存在显现的这个过程中。那么，当这个物质创造结束的时候，当这个物质创造一切又归于 Mahavishnu 的体内的时候呢？这个 Kshirodakshaya Vishnu 的这种形式，它就在临时的一种状态下先消失了，先不在了。
It's because of the presence of the super soul in the heart of all living entities, then the living entities can act within the material world.
那么就是由于超灵 Paramatma 它处在每一个生物体的心中。还使得这个生物体它可以在这个物质世界中去进行活动。
A living entity forgets everything from his past life, but when he takes birth again, he acts according to the direction of the Supreme Lord who knows his karma, who is the witness of all his activities.
这个生物体当它结束一生之后呢，它就忘记了它之前所从事的所有活动。但是呢，当他再次在投生的时候呢，由于主始终在见证着他之前所行动的一切，所以说呢，他就会在主的指导之下，根据他之前的这个业报再继续的活动。
The individual soul has no capacity to move material energy to do anything within the material world.
灵魂。他在这个物质世界里面，他其实是没有能力去对这个物质能量进行操纵，然后指使他去做任何事情的。
But because of identification with the material body, he develops material desires. He wants to act in a particular way to satisfy his senses.
但是呢，就是由于他认同于他自己所处在的这个躯体，所以说呢，他希望能够
他就产生了这种愿望，希望在某种在某种状态下去进行这些活动，从而呢能够满足他自己的这些感官上的快乐。
So the super soul within the heart knows the desires of individual soul and ordains material nature to act in a particular way to satisfy the desires of this individual soul.
那么这个超灵呢，因为知道这个生物体在内心中的这种欲望和这种想法，所以说呢，它就会指使物质能量，然后指使这个物质能量根据某种安排，然后呢使得这个生物体能够在满足它的愿望的这种状态下去进行活动。
So is the super soul that helps the living being within the material world to get material happiness.
所以说呢，是超灵帮助生物体在这个物质世界获得快乐的。
Otherwise, the living being is totally helpless in all respects.
否则的话呢，这个生物体从各方面来讲都是完全的无助的。
He cannot really satisfy his desires unless the super soul gives direction to material energy.
除非超灵它指导了物质能量去让这个生物体去过它想过的生活，否则的话，这个生物体它是完全没有办法去做任何事情去满足自己的愿望的。
There's a saying where the individual soul proposes and the Lord disposes.
那么有这么一个说法，就是生物体它提出要求，然后呢，超灵呢，I'm not trying to find the word of the disposal.
Disposes.
Okay, 那么然后这个然后这个超灵呢，他就满足了他这个愿望。首先呢，是由这个生物体他提出了这个请求，然后呢，再由超灵去满足他这个请求。
Otherwise, the individual living entity is totally helpless on its own.
否则的话，如果要是这个生物体要靠自己的力量的话呢，它是完全没有任何能力的，完全无助的。
So as we are parts and parcels of the Lord, the Lord as a super soul, consider all individual souls within the material creation, consider them as his sons.
因为我们呢是至尊主的不可分割的一部分，所以说呢，在这个物质世界的这个超灵呢，他也会把所有的这些生物体都认为是他自己的儿子、孩子。
So the suffering and the enjoyment of the sons are indirectly the sufferings and enjoyments of the father.
所以说呢，这个孩子他的快乐和痛苦其实也是间接的影响着他的父亲，也是他的父亲的快乐和痛苦。
But we should not think that the father is directly affected by the suffering and enjoyment of the sons.
但是呢我们也不能够认为这位父亲他会直接的被他的孩子的快乐和痛苦所影响。
But indirectly, he experienced that. That's why the Lord is very compassionate, very, very kind, very affectionate towards the living entities and tries to help them to really, act or desire in such a way to achieve real happiness, which is free from miseries.
那所以，但是在间接上呢，这个父亲他是能够感受到他的孩子的快乐和痛苦的这些感受的，所以说呢，他才会特别的怜悯，然后呢，他才会想尽各种各样的办法，让他的孩子们能够真正的获得终极的快乐，真正的快乐。
This is the main reason.Why the Lord is there in the heart?
这也就是为什么主他会在众生的心中的原因了。
Out of great compassion, out of great affection for the individual soul, he accompanies the individual soul in all species of life.
就是因为他对一切众生的这种深度的怜悯之情，使得呢他会陪伴着在任何的 生命形式下的圣母体。
And he's constantly tries to give good advices, but we are so absorbed in satisfying our material desires, we don't even pay attention to the existence of the super soul within our hearts.
而且呢，他是在不断的在给我们提出各种各样的建议，但是就是由于我们太沉迷在我们自己的感官享乐的这些感受之中，虽然我们大部分的时候根本就没有注意到它，没有意识到有它的存在。
We don't even think of its existence within our hearts.
所以我们根本就没有想到它是在我们的心中的。
What to speak of knowing or being aware that he's the one who is awarding all the results of our desires, who makes everything happen, we get what we desire. He's the one who is doing that.
对呢，就更不要提我们真正的能够知道是超灵，他给予了我们所有的愿望的满足。
It is so close to us. Is the person most close to us. He's just very right next to us.
超灵他是离我们最近的那个人，他其实就在我们的身边。
But we can be so far, feel so far away.
但是呢，我们却感到，我们可以感到和他离得那么的远。
He can understand, the super soul can understand all our desires.
超灵他能够明白我们所有的愿望。
As we can smell the fragrance of a flower by being near the flower, just by being near us, the super soul can understand all our desires.
就好像当我们走进鲜花的时候呢，我们能够闻到花的味道。那么就因为超灵他就在我们的身边，所以呢他能够了解我们所有的愿望。
So we want to satisfy those desires.
而且我们总是希望能够使这些满就是使这些愿望达到满足。
Because these material desires due to conditioned life have replaced our original spiritual desires.
因为 sorry, Ashu,
these material desires have replaced the original spiritual desires.
Okay, 那么就是因为就是这些物质的愿望呢，它其实代就是替换掉了我们最原初的灵性的愿望。
But we have these material desires, and we are incapable of fulfilling these desires.
但是呢，虽然我们有这些物质的欲望，但是我们却没有能力去满足这些物质的欲望。
Because we have no capacity to manipulate material energy.
因为我们没有能力去操控物质能量。
We have no capacity to move material energy on our own.
所以我们不可能依照自己的力量去移动操控物质能量。
We are tiny, tiny fragments of Krishna.
我们只是 Krishna 的一个非常非常非常微小的部分。
Yes, we are part of spiritual energy of the Lord.
没错，我们的确是主的灵性能量的一部分。
But material energy is much more powerful.
但是呢，物质能量却要强大的多。
We cannot surmount the powers of material energy.
所以我们是没有办法逾越物质能量的力量的。
So the living entity is completely dependent.On the super soul to satisfy his material happiness.
所以说呢，这个生物体它是完全的依靠于超灵来达到他自己的物质的欲望的，达到他自己的物质的快乐的。
But because of ignorance, we develop desires that creates us suffering.
但是呢，就是由于我们的无知，使我们就是产生了这些痛苦。
We develop material desires that causes us material suffering.
因为我们产生了这些物质的欲求，从而呢，让我们变得很受苦。
So there is no, so it's because of the Supreme Lord that we experience happiness and distress in this material world.
那么就是由于至尊主使我们体验着在这个物质世界的快乐和痛苦。
But we cannot say that he is responsible for our happiness and distress within the material world.
但是呢，我们可不能说他要负责我们，他要对我们在这个物质世界的快乐和痛苦负责任。
No, it is our responsibility because we are the ones who desire.
因为这是我们自己需要负的责任，因为是我们自己有这些欲望。
The Lord is just there to satisfy our desires.
主呢，他只是在那儿来满足我们的欲望。
And he only satisfies those desires that we deserve to be satisfied.
而且呢，他只是会去满足那些我们值得去获得的欲望的这种需求，他才会满足我们。
We may have many material desires that we cannot fulfill because we don't have the right to have those desires satisfied.
也许可能我们有好多好多的物质愿望，但是呢，并不是所有的这些物质愿望都能够达到满足的原因，是因为我们没有权利去满足这些愿望，去得到这些愿望的满足。
Due to a particular karma we have, we are not entitled to satisfy all the material desires that pop in inside our minds.
所以就是由于我们的业报呢，使得我们不可能去被满足在我们的内心中所产生的所有的想法。
I would like so much to fly in the sky that I could just fly and join you there in Beijing or wherever you are, but I cannot.
比如说呢，我特别的想在天空中翱翔，我想呢就这么一路飞着去到北京和你在北京相见，但是我是不可能这样一路就这么自己飞着去的。
I would like to be very wealthy, but I cannot be very wealthy.
我也想特别的富有，可是我也没办法变得那么有钱。
I would like to have a very young body so I could jump the trees and run.
我也呢希望有一具非常的年轻的躯体，然后这样我就可以快速的奔跑，我也可以爬树。
But no, we cannot satisfy all our material desires.
但是我们是没有办法满足我们所有的物质的欲望的。
We are conditioned by the bodies we have.
我们呢是受到我们所具有的这具躯体的条件限制的。
We are conditioned by the laws of the material world.
我们被这个物质世界的律法所限制。
That's why we always hear the word conditioned souls.
也就为什么我们总是会听到这么一个词儿，就是受条件限制的灵魂。
Conditioned life.
受条件限制的生活。
Means, yes, we can live in this world according to certain conditions.
这也就意味着我们要根据一定的条件在这个世界上生活。
It's like a prisoner in jail. Some freedom, but it's freedom with many conditions. It can satisfy many desires, but not all the desires.
就好像是在监狱里面的这些囚犯，他是有一定的相对的自由，但是呢，他却没有办法让自己完全的处在自由的状态下，有很多的条件限制的。
We are within this material body.But we are conditioned by this material body.
对呢，我们是处在这具躯体之中， 处在这具物质躯体之中，而且呢，我们是被这具物质躯体所限制住的。
Because we identify with this material body.
原因就是因为我们认同了我们就是这具躯体。
This is what we call the false ego.
这个呢，我们把它称作叫假我。
So we develop a false identity.
就是说我们产生了假的身份的认同。
Means we become something or somebody that we are not.
也就是说呢，我们自认为自己是某一个人，但其实我们并不是这个人。
When we say I am this body, the devotees already know this is foolish. You are not this body.
那么当你说我是这具躯体的时候呢，那么奉献者因为已经知道了我们不是这具躯体，那就觉得就这种想法其实还是挺蠢的。
Yes, we have this theoretical understanding that we are not these bodies, but we are still very much affected by the conditions created to us by these material bodies.
那从理论上来说呢，我们的确知道了我们并不是这具躯体，但事实上呢，我们依然还是很被这具躯体的这个条件限制所认同，我们依然是被它所打扰的。
The super soul, as we heard, is just there next to us in the same body. Why the super soul is not identified with the material body?
那么像刚才我们所听到了，就是这个超灵呢，它就在我们的这具躯体里面，然后就在我们的这个边上。那么为什么这个超灵它并没有被这具物质的躯体所认知的？
We hear that the super soul is always transcendental.
因为我们也听到了超灵它始终都是超然的。
Because he is the supreme lord, he is always in control of his energies.
因为呢，超灵它就是至尊主，所以呢，它总是控制着它的能量的。
If we understand, if the individual soul understands and realizes his real identity, his real constitutional position, then he also will not be controlled by material energy.
如果要是这个体的灵魂，这个生物体，它如果要是能够理解它自己本来的身份，本来所处在的状态的话，那他也就不会被这个物质能量所操纵了，他就不会被这个物质能量所限制。
So the conditioned soul is controlled by the laws of nature, but the super soul is the controller of material nature.
所以呢，这个受条件限制的灵魂呢，它是被物质自然的律法所控制，而超灵它是物质自然律法的控制者。
The individual souls are always dependent.
个体的灵魂呢，它总是独立的。
Either we are dependent on the Supreme Lord in a loving relationship, or if we want to avoid that dependence in the Lord, we want so-called be independent from the Lord, then you become dependent on the stringent laws of material nature.
对不起，我刚才说错了，就是这个个体灵魂呢，它永远都是依靠于，它永远都不是独立的。那它要不然呢，就是依靠于至尊主。但是它如果它要是没有认知到它对于至尊主的这种依靠性的话呢，那也就意味着它也就去依靠着这个物质自然的律法了。
So our so-called independence in the material world is just total dependence on material energy.
所以说呢，我们自认为的在这个物质世界上的这种独立性，也就意味着我们是完全的依靠在物质能量身上的。
Indirectly, we are dependent on the Supreme Lord because he is the one who controls material energy.
但是间接上来说呢，其实我们依然也是依靠于至尊主，因为至尊主他在操控着、控制着物质能量，这个对这个物质能量。
But if you give up this idea of being independent from Krishna, then we become dependent on him, then we become really independent.
但是如果我们要是放弃了我们自己是独立自主的这个概念，那也就意味着我们就依靠于了至尊主。那么当我们真正的依靠在至尊主的身上的时候，那其实也就意味着我们那会儿真的独立了。
We become free from material energy.
因为在那种状态下，我们就摆脱了物质能量。
Then we can be inside the material body, but not be affected by the material body, not the least.
那至少呢，在这样的状态下，就是虽然我们依然还是处在这个物质的躯体之中，但是却不会被物质躯体所影响。
That's the situation of a self-realized soul.
自我觉悟的灵魂就是处在这样的状态的。
Is inside the material body, but is not affected by the material body. Is not affected by the laws of nature.
他呢，虽然处在这具物质的躯体之中，但是他却不会被物质躯体所影响，也不会被物质自然的律法所影响。
And he has the capacity to move the body, to serve Krishna, to engage in activities of devotion.
而且呢，他也有这种能力，可以这个使唤这具躯体，然后呢，让这具躯体呢为至尊人格守神做服务，而且呢，去进行从事奉爱服务的活动。
So this is the position of the super soul within the heart.
对，这个呢，就是在我们内心中的超灵，它所处在的地位。
In any situation.In any situation, we are dependent on the super soul.
无论是哪种状况，我们都是依赖于超灵的。
We have to abide by the dictation of the super soul.
我们必须要遵守超灵它所给出的训令。
Means we have to admit.We have to admit and accept that we are dependent on the dictation of Krishna within our hearts.
也就意味着呢，就是我们必须要承认并且接受，我们是依靠于在我们的内心中的超灵，我们在我们内心中以超灵形式的 Krishna 的训令的。
The super soul is always giving us guidance within our hearts.
在我们的内心中，超灵它始终都在给我们指导。
Is our Chaitya Guru, the Guru inside.
它是我们的 Chaitya Guru, 它是我们内心中的 Guru.
But as we said before, we are so absorbed in material and try to enjoy material energy that we don't pay any attention to the super soul.
但是就像我们之前所说的那样，因为我们完全沉醉在享受这个物质能量的这种状态下，所以呢，使得我们根本就没有对超灵引起任何的注意。
So that's why the super soul manifests externally as the spiritual master.
所以说呢，灵魂这个超灵它才会从外在显现为灵性导师。
The spiritual master, external spiritual master, is a manifestation of the super soul.
所以说呢，在外在所展现出来的灵性导师，它也是超灵的显现。
So we have to be fully convinced that Krishna is within our hearts.
所以呢，我们应该完全的相信 Krishna， 它就在我们的内心之中。
We have to be fully convinced that Krishna within our hearts will take care of us in any respect.
而且呢，我们也必须要
相信在我们内心中的 Krishna 他会全方位的照顾我们。
We should be totally surrendered to him.
所以呢，我们要完全的归依于他。
And in this way, we never experience fear.
因为如果要这么做的话，我们就不会有任何的恐惧的体验了。
We will never feel in a helpless condition.
而且我们也不会认为自己是处于无助的状态。
Even if I go inside a dark forest, which is very frightening, because I know Krishna is there in my heart, and you will give me protection, so I will not be fearful.
即便是我进入到了一个令人毛骨悚然的黑暗的森林里，那我就因为知道 Krishna 他是在我的心中，他会给我指导，他会保护我的，所以说呢，我在这样的状态下，我也不会感到害怕。
Fear is the most disturbing emotion that we experience within this material world.
在这个物质世界，恐惧是最打扰我们的一种体验。
We hear about the four miseries of life: birth, old age, disease, and death.
我们也听到了，在这个物质世界呢，有四重苦：生老病死。
Yes, this is our all painful situation. But death, the fear of death, is the most painful situation.
那当然了，我们就必须要经历这些非常痛苦的状态。但是呢，对于死亡的恐惧是最痛苦的状态。
Death can happen in one moment. Death is something that happens in one moment.
对死亡这件事啊，是可以在一个瞬间发生的。
It's faster. Death is faster than birth.
死亡要比出生更快。
But the fear of death is always permeating our existence.
但是呢，在我们整个的这个存在的过程中呢，始终都被对死亡的恐惧所弥漫。
All living creatures are constantly disturbed by fear.
所有的生物体，所有的物体都是恒常不断的被恐惧所搅扰。
Another manifestation of fear is anxiety.
恐惧的另外一个展现的形式呢，就是焦虑。
So we are always in fear, in anxiety, because we are living in a death-threatening environment.
那么因为就是我们总是处于恐惧和焦虑的状态的原因呢，是因为我们总是处在一个被死亡所威胁的环境之中。
We are living in an environment where death can occur at any moment.
因为我们所生活在的这种环境呢，是死亡可以在任何时刻都来打扰，都会降临的。
And now, more than ever, you know, because of this virus, everybody is so conscious of death, so conscious.
而且特别是现在，由于这个病毒的原因呢，使得所有的人都对于这个死亡的这件事情是岌岌可危的。
And because in many places in the world that is locked down, people cannot socialize. Cannot go to public programs. They have to stay at home all the time, so they feel very lonely.
而且呢，现在在世界各地很多的地方呢，人们还是处于当地被禁足、被隔离的这样的状态，那使得他们是不能够旅行，也不能够和其他人有任何的社交的活动，使得很多人呢都感受到了孤独之感。
And people feel very fearful about the future.
而且也就很自然的，人们呢对于将来是感到很恐惧的。
what's going to be in the future. I may lose my job. I will not money. How can I get my food? How can I get my apartment? So many preoccupations, so much fear is there.
将来可怎么办呢？我的工作也没了，我也赚不来钱，我没钱买吃的，我也没有钱交房租，这个怎么办呢？所以呢，就是有很多人都处在这种非常的恐惧的状态。
Yeah, this situation now is already quite creates great fear, but the future that is coming is going to be worse.
因为就是目前的这个状态呢已经让人感到挺害怕挺恐慌的了。可是呢即将到来的未来呢可能会更加的糟糕。
Because this sophisticated, this very, very, how you say, unnatural, economical development is going to suffer a big blow.
他说 the voice is a little bit broken. You said that because of the unnatural economic situation
unnatural economical system, where this, we're going to suffer a lot because this economy is going to suffer a big blow.
Oh, okay. 就是之所以我们将来的这个状态会越来越难受的原因呢是因为就是处于非常不自然的这个经济体系的状态，它会变得越来越糟糕，就是它会变成一种爆炸性的糟糕。
So we have to become aware and more aware that our best friend, our best companion, our protector is right there next to us all the time.
所以呢我们就应该变得越来越有意识的去觉知到我们始终的陪伴我们最好的朋友我们的保护者他其实就在那里就在我们的身边。
In that way we experience peace.
因为当我们有这样的觉知的时候呢我们就能够体验到平安了。
No matter what is the material situation we are in, we will feel peaceful.
无论我们是处在怎样的一种物质状态之下，我们都会感到很平和。
Instead of depending on material situations, we become dependent on the super soul within.
那么因为呢，这样我们就不会再去于在这个外在展示的这个物质能量的操控，而是会去依靠于在我们内心中的超灵。
So the question that he sometimes asks, why the Lord allows the living entity to be in a terrible situation within this material world if he's our original father?
那所以有的时候呢就经常会提出这样的一个问题就是既然主他是我们最原初的父亲那他为什么还要允许他的这些孩子们在这个物质世界里面要处于这样的苦境呢
Actually, this is just an illusion created by the external energy.
但事实上呢这个其实是由物质能量就是由主的外在的物质能量所创造出来的一片虚幻的幻境。
Because in reality, we are never separated from Krishna.
因为从实际的角度上来说呢，我们从来就没有和 Krishna 分开过。
No, we are parts and parcels of Krishna.
因为我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分。
But we have this idea of being independent from Krishna. That's why material energy creates that illusion that we are these bodies and we can manage our lives. We are independent. We don't need to think about God. We don't need to think about our loving connection with Him. We can do whatever we like and we know how to feel happy, how to be happy.
但是呢，就是由于我们觉得我们是独立于主而存在的。 对物质能量的，它才会构成这一片虚幻的景象，然后让我们觉得我们自己是独立的，然后我们是能够搞定一切的，我们自己知道如何能够让自己变得快乐起来。
But the material energy is covering us with its illusion, and the Lord does not interfere.
而且呢，是物质能量，它用这样的虚幻把我们给遮起来。然后呢，主他也不会干涉。
Certainly, the Lord does not desire that we remain illusioned by material energy.
那当然，主他并不想让我们始终被这个物质能量所遮盖，让我们处于虚幻之中。
It's not the desire of the Lord.
对呢，这并不是主的愿望。
And material energy.Knows this.
而物质能量呢，他是知道这一点的。
Maya Devi, she knows that the Lord does not desire us to stay in illusion.
Maya Devi, 物质能量呢，他也知道主根本就不想让我们始终处在这一片虚幻之中。
But she accepts to do this thankless service.Thankless task of keeping us under illusion by her influence.
但是呢，他接受了这么一个服务，就是呢，让我们处在他的这个虚幻之中。
It's a thankless task to keep the individual souls under illusion.
It's a complex task, right? 这是一个就是很复杂的一个。
Thankless.
Okay. Sorry, 阿叔，就是 Maya Devi 呢，他是让自己处在一个就是一个不讨好，就是不讨好的这么一个服务之中。
But she does that as a service.
但是呢，他把这个他也得接受要去干这件事儿，因为这是他的服务。
And the Lord does not interfere with the task of the illusory energy.
但是呢，主他是不会干涉，这个虚幻能量在完成任务的时候，他不会干涉其中的。
You are hearing well?
Yes. Now I can hear well.
So the Lord does not interfere with the activities of the illusory energy.
就是当这个虚幻能量它在干活的时候呢，它在从事它的行动的时候呢，主它是不会干预的。
Because the activities of the illusory energy are necessary to reform the conditioned soul.
因为呢，这个物质能量它所从事的这个活动是必要的，因为是能够改造受条件限制的灵魂的。
嗯。Krishna is like an affectionate father.
Krishna, 他就像是一位非常慈爱的父亲，满怀深情的父亲。
He certainly doesn't want the living entities to suffer.
毫无疑问，他是不想生物体受苦的。
But it's up to the living entities to reform their consciousness and an understanding that.They have made the wrong choice to be independent.
但是呢，这个生物体它自己必须要要改造，要改变，然后呢，它要能够明白它做了一个错误的选择，让自己处在独立的状态下。
So the Lord lets the living entities to.Undergo all these tribulations in the material world so the living entities can reform their consciousness, reform their attitude, and then realize that they did wrong and turn back to the Lord.
对，那主呢，就需要这些生物体在这个物质世界里面经历所有的这些痛苦，这些灾难，然后呢，他才能够让自己有这个改造。
能改变，就是改心革面，然后能让自己知道自己做错了，然后这会儿他才能够把他的注意力呢再次转到主的身边。
Because the connection between the Supreme Lord and the individual souls is a connection of love.
因为呢，在这个个体灵魂和他们之间的这个连接呢，是爱的连接。
So love can only exist between two persons who are free to choose.
因为爱呢，只有当两个人都自愿的去选择，可以自由的去选的时候才能够存在。
Without freedom, there is no love.
如果要是没有自由的话，那也就不可能有爱了。
We cannot force another person to love us.
我们不能够强迫别的人来爱我们。
We cannot impose love on others.
而且呢，我们也不可能去强把这个爱强加给别人。
Love is a spontaneous, a free feeling, a sentiment.
爱呢是一种情感，是一种自发的情感。
So because Krishna knows.That by being away from him, we will suffer. He lets the material energy to impose this illusion of suffering in the material world so that we voluntarily, we choose to not give up anymore the association of the Lord and turn ourselves to him.
那么因为主他知道，就是在这个物质能量的这种影响下呢，我们是会受苦的。然后呢，当我们经历了所有的这些苦痛之后呢，我们就知道我们其实就不想再在这个物质能量的影响之下了，然后我们是想回到他的身边去的。
So, but even though we may say, "Oh, but it sounds so terrible," the Lord puts us.Under the care of illusion energy, and illusion energy makes us experience all kinds of miseries. Why the Lord allows these things to happen?
也许可能我们就会在想，那这听起来其实还是挺可怕的，因为主呢，他是允许我们处在这种物质的能量之中，然后呢，让这个物质能量使我们经历这么多的苦，然后受这么多罪，为什么主他要让我们处于这样的境地呢？为什么他要允许这样的事情发生呢？
So it's because we need to reform our consciousness.
原因就是因为我们需要改造我们的知觉。
Like Srila Prabhupada gave the example, the child is seeing the fence.Haribo, can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, the voice is a little bit broken.
Okay.
Yes, now.
Like
no,
sometimes the child, he sees the fan moving, and he wants to put the finger, but the father says, no, you cannot put the finger. Otherwise, you're going to hurt yourself.
就比如说，爸爸他会给我们举这个例子，就有时候这个小孩啊，他看见这个电扇的里面这个扇叶在转的时候呢，他特别好奇，他就想把他这个手指头伸到这个转的这个电扇里面，然后呢，这个父亲就会对他说：“不行，你不能把你的手指头伸进去，因为你的手这样会受伤的。”
But the child cries and he wants to touch, he wants to experience.
但是呢，这小孩就会哭闹，因为他确实是想要去碰这个扇叶，因为他想体验。
So the father, what does the father unplugs the fan, so the fan starts moving slower and slower, and one is already very slow, and then let the child put the finger.
然后这个爸爸会做什么呢？他就会把这个电扇的插头给拔掉，然后呢，这个电扇就会的停止转动，这个扇叶的转动呢就会越来越慢，等到这个速度非常慢的时候呢，父亲就会
让这个儿子把他的这个手伸到转得很慢的这个山叶里面。
Still, the child is going to hurt the earth himself.
然后呢，这个他也知道小孩呢是会伤到自己的。
But will not be so dangerous as if the fan will be moving.
但是呢，就是这个扇叶，因为它慢慢的这种转，已经转得很慢了，所以呢，也不会那么的危险。
So, but the child will experience some pain and cries.
但是呢，这个孩子他因为他碰了这个还在转动的这个扇叶，那他依然还会疼，所以呢，他还会哭。
So Krishna also wants us to experience, to do our experience and have this, to be independent in the material world, to enjoy separately from Krishna, and then we experience pain.
那 Krishna 他也想让我们体验一下，在这个物质世界独立的这种感受。不依靠于主 Krishna 的时候，在这个物质世界里面的这种享受的感受，但是我们感受之后呢，我们其实是觉得很苦很痛的。
And Krishna is like, you see, a king if a citizen is disobedient, the king may put the citizen inside the jail.
那么Krishna 他好像是国王。那然后呢，这个国家里面的这个臣民，如果是you mean the citizen is disappeared?
Disobedient. The citizens want to be disobedient.
Okay. 就是如果是这个如果是这个臣民如果不听话的话呢，那么这个国王就会把这个臣民给扔到大狱里面坐着。
But the king is concerned about the citizens.
但是呢，这个国王他其实还是很关心他的臣民的。
So the king may go into the prison and try to help the bad citizens to reform their attitude.
对呢，这国王呢，他可能还会到监狱里面去探望违反了规定的这些不好的臣民，并且还帮助他们能够改过自新。
So the same way, Krishna allows the material energy to create an illusion for the living, rebellious living entities, but Krishna very often comes to the material world to try to awaken the conditioned souls to their original consciousness, to their original behavior.
所以说呢，Krishna 他允许物质能量为这些叛逆的灵魂产生这些虚幻的幻境，然后呢，让他们乐在其中。但与此同时呢，主 Krishna 他会非常的关怀这些灵魂们，所以呢，他会时不时的会来到这个物质世界，然后呢，去提醒这些灵魂们如何能够恢复他们本来应该有的这种知觉。
Like Krishna came 5,000 years ago and left the Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita that we still can take shelter of today and try to reform our attitude.
比如说 Krishna 在5000年以前就降临地球，并且呢留下了国家梵歌的教导，那么这个国家梵歌的教导呢，到现在为止对我们来说都是非常的有助的，而且能够帮助我们能够重新的恢复我们对原初的态度。
And to help us even more in Kali Yuga, because we are so stupid in Kali Yuga. Krishna came in Kali Yuga 5,000 years ago and gave us a process by which we can immediately reform our condition.
500 years ago,
Krishna came again 500 years ago, Krishna came to facilitate even more our reform.
Yeah, 那么因为在这个卡利年代的人们呢，实在是太蠢了，所以说呢，在500年以前呢，Krishna他又次 降临于世，然后呢，给我们提供更加适合我们能够回到他身边的这种条件。
He gave us the chanting of the holy names that can immediately change our hearts and change our consciousness and completely reform us.
他的把这个唱诵圣名的这件事情给了我们，那然后他呢就能够立刻的改变我们的内心，立刻的改变我们的知觉。
So this is all done by the super soul in the heart.
所有这一切呢都是由我们内心中的超灵所为。
He wants our well-being. The super soul wants our well-being, wants us to be really happy.
因为呢超灵它是希望我们处在就是这种非常快乐健康的这种状态下的，它是希望我们能够很快乐。
We don't hear the super soul in the heart, but we can hear the manifestation of the super soul, the spiritual master.
那虽然我们也许可能听不到超灵所对我们说话的这个声音，但是我们能够听到超灵的外在展现，灵性导师所对我们讲述的话。
And the spiritual master gives us instructions according to what Krishna gave in the Bhagavad Gita.And gave us as a process of chanting out the holy names that Lord Chaitanya gave us 500 years ago.
然后呢，这个灵性导师呢，他是根据主 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》中的教导来教导、来指导我们、教导我们，并且呢，也来指导我们如何去追随主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在500年前给我们的唱诵圣名的这个程序。
So we have all the facilities now to reform by the mercy of the super soul. We have all the facilities to reform our existence and prepare to go back to Krishna in this lifetime.
所以说呢，就是在超灵的仁慈之下，使得我们得到了一切能够改造自心的这些条件，从而让我们在这样的条件下呢，能够让自己进化，让自己改造，然后呢，在这一生就能够做好回到守身身边的准备。
So if we are not going, it's just because we don't want to go.
但是如果我们要是不去的话呢，那也就只是意味着我们实际上不想去，所以我们才不会去。
Because now we know.We know about our situation and how we can reform and go back to Krishna.
因为现在呢，我们已经知道了我们所处的处境，以及我们知道如何能够改造自己，然后呢，才能够去到 Krishna 那儿。
Okay. We stop here. And if there is any comment or questions, you are welcome.
然后我们现在这个讲课就先停到这儿了啊，看看大家有没有任何的问题和评论。Yes, Ashu, Ashu, here is quite a list of questions here. The first one is Rajendra Prabhu, 感谢阿叔的讲课，感谢翻译和主持人。物质能量是低级能量，我们是高级能量，为什么我们居然无法控制的能量，从而实现自己的愿望呢？阿叔 thank you very much for your lecture and thanks for the translator and the moderator, host. The material energy is lower energy. However, we are the more superior energy. But why we cannot control the lower material energy? And through controlling the material energy to fulfill our own desire, why we cannot do that?
We explained that, but you probably didn't pay attention. We are the spiritual energy, but we are spiritual fragments, parts and parcels, and material energy is the Lord's energy. It's very, very powerful.
所以刚才我们上课的时候讲到了这一点，也许可能您没注意，就是虽然说我们是物质，我们是灵性能量，但是呢，我们只是 Krishna 的一个非常小的一部分，而这是能量的，也是 Krishna 的能量，而且它是非常的强大的。
And when we want to misuse our independence, when we want to act independently, then we don't have Krishna to support us directly. So then material energy can cover us.
那么所以说，就是当我们破用了我们的独立性，然后当我们不想依靠于主 Krishna 的时候呢，那么这会儿就是 Krishna 他的这个能量，他是没有支持在我们这一边的，而且呢，我们就可能会被这个物质能量所带。
So the example is like the sparks in a fire. If the sparks in a fire bouncing, coming out and going back into the fire, the sparks remain very strong like the fire because they are within the fire. But if the sparks come out of the fire and fall in the ground, after some time, extinguish.
就比如说这个火花，那么这个火花它如果要是就是从这个火花从这个火里面就是这个火就属于这个火的这个火花，它如果是回到这个火中的话呢，那它就会变得非常的强大，也会非常的光亮，也会像火一样燃烧。但是如果要是这个火花从火里面出来，然后呢掉到边上去了的话呢，它可能稍微就燃一会儿就灭掉了。
So this is what happens to us.
那这也就是我们发生在我们身上的事情。
But once we are connected with Krishna again, then we have the power to not be dominated by this material energy.
When we are again
connected with Krishna, then we have the power to overcome this material energy.
Okay, 就是当我们再次和 Krishna 相连接在一起的时候，这会儿我们就有了能够征服物质能量的能力了。
That spark that went off on the ground is put back again in the fire. Pew, again burn like anything.
那就好像是这个掉到一边上的这个火花，然后呢把它重新再投到火中的时候，它一下子又被点亮了。
So because we are parts and parcels of Krishna and we have a certain margin of independence,we may misuse that independence and then fall under the illusory energies, the control of the illusory energy by Krishna's arrangement, or we may remain with Krishna all the time.
所以呢，就是由于我们是 Krishna 的这个不可分割的一部分，但是呢，我们又有一点点的这个边际的能量，那也就意味着呢，我们可能会错用我们自己的自由意志。
Freedom, free will. We have a certain margin of free will.
对，我们就是我，因为我们有一点点这个边际的自由意志，但是有可能会错用这个自由意志。那么当我们错用这个，就是当我们错用这个自由意志的时候呢，那我们就会被这个物质能量所遮盖，然后呢就会被这个物质能量所控制。但是如果我们要是重新的正确的运用我们的这个自由意志和 Krishna 在一起的时候，那么这会儿我们的这个力量就会变得强大起来。
And then when you are in Krishna, material energy cannot do anything.
因为当我们再次和 Krishna 在一起变得强大的时候，这会儿物质能量就把我们动弹不得了。
Even here, if you are Krishna conscious, then material energy does not control us anymore.
就是因为当我们出
Even
here in the
material world, if you become Krishna conscious, even in the material world, if you become Krishna conscious,
Yes, Ashu, this is what I'm trying to say. 就即便是在这个物质世界，如果我们要是处在 Krishna 知觉之中的话，那么这个物质能量也把我们动弹不得。
Means if you are Krishna conscious, you are connected with Krishna, then material energy cannot control us.
也就意味着当你在处 Krishna 知觉之中的时候呢，你是和 Krishna 相连接在一起的。那这样的一种状态的时候，这个物质能量是拿我们奈何不得的。
But always remember that we have free will.
但是我们一定要时刻记住，因为我们是有自由意志的。
We are not like parts of the machine. We have free will. We can choose.
因为我们并不是机械上的一个零件，我们是有自由意志的，我们自己可以去做出选择。
So we can misuse our free will.
所以呢，我们是有可能用错我们的自由意志的。
And when you misuse our free will, then Krishna allows material energy to cover our consciousness with illusion.
然后呢，当我们错用了我们的自由意志的时候呢 ，Krishna 他就会允许物质能量，用这个虚幻把我们给这个遮盖起来。
And when we are under the material illusion, we identify with these bodies and we develop material desires and we do wrong activities and we suffer.
然后呢，当我们处在这个物质虚幻的遮盖中的时候呢，我们就会认同于我们这具物质的躯体，然后呢，我们就会做出错误的决定，然后呢，我们就会从事错误的活动，然后我们就会受苦。
That's the problem. So it's just a question of making use properly our free will. That's all.
所以说呢，这其实就是一个正确的运用我们自由意志的问题，就这么简单。
Okay, next question.
Next question is from Gaurapriti Mataji, 顶拜阿叔，想念阿叔的涟漪，顶拜所有的奉献者。当 Krishna 看到生物体痛苦，他是不是也痛苦呢？当 Krishna 看到生物体快乐，他也快乐。因此，奉献向其他生物体传播 Krishna 知觉，就能够取 Krishna， 是不是这样？阿叔 ，please accept my very humble obeisances. I really miss association from you, and obeisances to all the devotees. When Lord Krishna see the living entity suffer, he actually also suffers, right?And when Lord Krishna see the living entities in happiness, he actually also in happiness. So when the devotees try to preach the Krishna consciousness to the other living entities, he will please Lord Krishna. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Because the Lord feels indirectly.The suffering and the happiness of the conditioned soul. So that's why the Lord comes to the material world or sends his representatives in order to help the conditioned souls to reform their consciousness as soon as possible, because otherwise they will be always in a terrible place.
的确是这样的，因为至尊主他是能够间接的体会到在物质世界的这些生物体它的这种感受的它的苦痛的这种感受的，所以为什么至尊主才会来到这个物质世界，然后呢去提醒这些生物体如何能够再次恢复它本来所应该处在的这种物质它的这种知觉，然后呢使得它能够尽快的能够恢复他原本的这种知觉，然后尽快的处在这种真正的快乐的状态。
So if a devotee wants to take on the task and act on behalf of the Lord to help the conditioned souls, that person becomes very, very dear to Krishna.
所以说，如果要是某人某位奉献者，他希望能够代表 Krishna 去帮助 Krishna。把这个 Krishna 知觉的这件事情传递给其他的在受苦的生物体的话，那么这个人就会非常的被主 Krishna 所喜欢，那 Krishna 就会非常的喜欢他。
Very, very dear to Krishna.
那然后这个人会非常非常的被 Krishna 所爱。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Jaya Krishna 梁谢奎 Mata Prabhu. 超灵也住在植物人的心中吗？顶拜阿叔的莲花组，感谢翻译的服务。Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. And my question is that if the super soul is also living in the heart of the vegetable people, vegetable person, The vegetable here, he is mentioning about those person who is living on bed without the, you understand that type of situation, right?
What?
What he is asking, this is some of the
people. People are, we support machines.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, that type of person.
Okay, I offer my obeisance to your lotus feet too.
首先呢，我向您的莲花足致以我虔敬的顶拜。
Everything that is alive means the individual soul is there, the super soul is there.
就是任何还活着的生物体都是有超灵在的。
Actually, the individual soul is in every species of life. That's why.Or something I forgot to mention. That's why you should always respect all other living entities. All living entities, you should respect and not hurt unnecessarily any living entity because the super soul is within every living entity. So we should be always in a mood of worshiping the Lord because of his presence in every living entity.
那有一件事情其实我还是忘了提了。就是因为这个超灵呢，它其实是处在所有的生物体的心中的，所以我们要时刻的对于所有的生物体都致以我们的尊敬之情，而且呢，不必在没有必要的这种情况下就不要去伤害他们。那么因为呢，就是因为主他是处于所有的这些生物体的心中的。
In one sense, every living entity is worshipable because the super soul is there.
所以从某种意义上来说呢，所有的生物体都是值得被崇拜的，就是因为超灵在。
Okay, next question.
Next question from Olivia Madaji, 请等一下啊，过了。Haribol 顶拜阿叔，谢谢翻译和主持人的服务。请问灵性世界的人们还受到条件限制吗？他们想飞就可以飞吗？所有的愿望都可以被满足吗？感恩您 Hare Krishna. Hare Bo, Ashu, my humble obeisances and thanks for the translator and the host. My question is that if the residents in the spiritual world, they are still in any condition situation, can they do whatever they want to do? If they want to fly, can they have the capacity to fly?Thank you.
Yes, they can do whatever they desire. If that desire, that's in the spiritual world, in the spiritual world, because everybody has so much love for Krishna, they do whatever Krishna wants them to do. Whatever pleases Krishna, they will do.
因为在这个灵性世界的所有的人们呢，他们都是内心中对 Krishna 满怀着深深的爱的，所以呢，他们所做的一切的事情都是为了 Krishna 而做的，所以呢，只要 Krishna 想让他们做这件事情，他们就能做。
So there is no limit what they can do.
所以说呢，他们能够做的事情是没有限制的。
There is only one condition.
只有一个条件限制
is that they do only what pleases Krishna.
就是呢，他们只做让 Krishna 开心的事儿。
Because they love Krishna so much.
因为他们实在是太爱 Krishna 了。
They don't want to do anything that does not please Krishna.
所以呢，他们不想做任何一件让 Krishna 不开心的事儿。
Okay, next question.
The next question from Das Prabhu. 不受物质躯体影响，不受物质自然律法影响是什么意思呢？具体表现是什么？Not affected by the material body, and also not affected by the law of material nature. What's that mean? And also, what are the symptoms?
Means you don't suffer like that during the lecture?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess it's
If we are Krishna conscious, completely Krishna conscious, we are totally aloof from material energy.
因为如果我们要是在 Krishna 知觉中的话呢，那我们是完全的超越于这个物质能量的影响的。
Means all these dualities of the material world, sometimes hot, sometimes cold, sometimes raining, sometimes dry, sometimes whatever dualities there, whatever differences that affect us, does not affect a person who is purely Krishna conscious.
就是在这个物质世界的一切的这些二元性的状态，比如说冷热呀，或者是下雨呀，或者是干旱呐。 或者是任何一种状态，它可能它会影响一般的人，但是呢，在一个处于 Krishna 知觉中的人呢，他是不会被这些二元性的显现而影响的。So
this is a person who is called Mahabhagavat. Is totally situated in Krishna consciousness. Is totally unaffected by the material energy.
那么，所以这样的人呢，他被称为叫 Mahabhagavat， 他是完全的处于 Krishna 知觉中的，然后呢，他就不会被物质的能量所影响。There
are some rare cases of Mahabhagavats that acted like Mahabhagavats, and they seem like awkward in this material world the way they acted because they didn't live here. They were here, but they were not here.
那么就是这些 Mahabhagavat 他们在这个物质世界所处在的这种状态呢，看起来有的时候好像是 you mean awkward， 他们看见有的时候是有点
awkward. The way they acted was so strange.
Yeah， 就是他们在这个世界中的一些行为举止呢，好像看起来其实也是挺奇怪，但是原因就是由于他们虽然是。 生活在这个世界上，他们其实并没有真正的生活在这个世界上。Because
they are totally indifferent to the material energy.
因为他是完全的不关心，他完全不会被这个物质能量所影响的。As
when the case of King Rishabhadev, the Vamsivata Thakura more close to us, you know, quite a few cases in our Vaishnava tradition.
在我们的 Vaishnava 的传承中呢，就是有好多这样的例子，比如说像 Rishabhadev 啊，就是 Rishabhadev 王啊，还有who else you mentioned just now?
Vamsidas Babaji
就是这样的。More close
to us.
那 Vamsidas Babaji 呢，他离我们要更加近一些。
So when you come to that level of consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Krishna takes the individual soul back to him to the spiritual world. Or if Krishna wishes, Krishna then puts this Mahabhagavats, bring them to the second level of Krishna consciousness with a Madhyama devotee who makes distinctions and he still looks like he's affected by material energy because this type of person can preach to others because they behave. They behave like common people. They are affected by the cold. They are affected by the heat. If they are hungry, they call for food. They manifest all these things, even though they are always dependent on Krishna. They know Krishna is the one who is always doing everything for them, but still they look like being affected by the material energy in order to mingle with others like us and preach.
就是当人他处在了这个 Mahabhagavat 的这种状态呢，要不然就是 Krishna 直接给带走了，带回到他的身边去了，或者说呢，在 Krishna 的这个意愿之下呢，他会把他给降低到 Madhya。 Adhikari 的这个层面，就是这个中级奉献，中间这一层的奉献者的这个层面。那么，因为他这么，在这样的一个状态下的话呢，他的这种行为举止就跟普通常人很像，然后呢，他就可以向其他的人进行传播 Krishna 知觉的这门知识了。但是，虽然说他外在表现上来说呢，他是 这个区分于这些所有的这些二元性的，他也会饿，他也会吃，然后呢，他也会觉得冷，会觉得热，但是在他内心中呢，他永远都是时刻都是依靠于 Krishna 的，他不会被真正的被这个物能量所影响。
So this is the type of devotees who are preaching. It looks like affected by material energy, but it's only the arrangement of the Lord, so they can mingle with common people, and nobody looks at them as strange people, like, you know, Rishabhadev or Vamsi Vatadev, just go naked around and pass stool on themselves. If they do things like this, people do not approach them. They think they are crazy. So they have to behave in a normal way, the normal way the conditioned souls behave.
嗯，然后就是这些奉献者呢，他们看似好像是被这个物质能量所影响的原因，就是因为他们可以和普通大众能够融合在一起，然后呢像他们一样去这种生活，然后他才能够向他们去传教，就不会像 Rishabhadev 或者是像 Vansivat Babaji 那样赤身裸体的到处跑，而且呢在自己身上来这个拉屎撒尿，然后这样就会让别人觉得很奇怪，然后别人也不会接近他们。但是呢就是处在这种正常人状态的这些Madhyavada Adhikari 的这些奉献者们呢，他们就能够把这门知识传递给他们，传递给其他的人。
I hope this much helps.
嗯，我希望我的这些解释呢，能够帮助您理解到刚才您所提的这个问题。那么下面这个问题呢，是来自于 Olivia Marketing 的。Yeah, 请问我们如何确定内心的声音是超灵还是假我呢？感谢您。How can we know that the inner voice is from the super soul or is from our false ego? Thank you.
We have to have a spiritual master. We have to have a spiritual guide in order to understand.
所以说呢，为了明白这一点呢，我们必须要有一个灵性的指导，我们必须要有灵性导师。
Unless we are educated in Krishna consciousness, we cannot distinguish between the voice, between the whispering of the super soul or our own material desires.
对，除非我们是在就是接受过这个 Krishna 知觉的教导，否则我们是没有办法真正的分清我们内在的听到的这个声音到底是来自假我的还是来自于超灵的。
We also mentioned that during the lecture.
那我们在讲课的时候呢也提到了一遍。
Because we are not able to hear the super soul within the heart, then the super soul manifests external as the spiritual master.
就是因为我们没有办法听到我们内心超灵的声音，所以说呢超灵他才会在外在展现为灵性导师。
So we have to hear the spiritual master, follow his guidance, study the scripture that the spiritual master recommends, so then we have the proper understanding, then we can perceive if the what is coming from within our hearts is the whispering of the super soul as our well-wisher, or it's just our false ego, our material desires.
那么所以说呢，我们就必须要有位灵性导师，然后呢，在灵性导师的指导之下，认真的去研读他所给我们推荐的这些经典，然后在这样的这种状态下呢，我们才能够辨清在我们内心中的这个声音到底是。我们的祝福者、祝愿者、超灵所给我们发出来的声音，还是我们的物质欲望所驱使的假我给我们发出的声音。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from 天地，有没有一个地方不受 Krishna 和超灵的控制，可以任意的放飞自我的地方？如果没有，只是乖乖的听超灵的话，不然麻烦更多。Is there a place?Not controlled by Lord Krishna or the super soul, and in that place we can completely freely be ourselves. However, if without such a place, I think we'd better behave ourselves to follow whatever the super soul tells us. Otherwise, we will meet more troubles.
Yes, you are right.
说的是对的。
Okay, next question.
Okay, so about that there was a no such place not to be subjugated by Lord Krishna and the Super Soul.
Everything is part of Krishna's energies.
所以那是没有这么一个地方的，因为所有这一切全部都是 Krishna 的能量的一部分。
Everything is Krishna. There is nothing outside of Krishna.
所以呢，在 Krishna 之外是没有任何事情的，没有任何东西是在 Krishna 之外的。羊
，Fortunately，
盖莲，Sorry，阿叔，What did you say?
Fortunately, there is nothing outside of Krishna.
但是这也是非常幸运的，非常非常的幸运，就是没有任何事情是在 Krishna 的掌控之外的。The next question is from 杨盖莲 Mataji。杨盖莲 ，Yes， 顶大叔，顶拜翻顶拜所有的服务的奉献者，灵魂一直睡觉，怎么有欲望的？怎么产生恐惧的呢？感恩阿叔的解答，顶拜您的莲花族。大叔，Thank you very much for your lecture and your answering of the questions and my humble obeisances to your lotus feet, my humble obeisances to all the devotees. And because the soul is always in the sleeping state, how the soul started to have those desires and also how the soul started to feel those fears? Thank you. That's the question.
Well, when you are sleeping, we are dreaming.
那么当你在睡觉的时候呢，会做梦。
So the dream is coming from the soul, from you.
那么这个梦呢，是由您来做的。
So when you are in the material world, yes, we are like sleeping because we are not awakened to our real activity of always serving Krishna. So it seems like we are sleeping to that, but we are living in a dream.That are created by material illusion, and that dream we think we are these material bodies and we have these material desires.
那么我们在这个物质世界中呢，其实就是一种睡觉的一种状态。原因是因为我们并没有去做我们应该做的事情，就是我们在自己原本的这个身份中去服务 Krishna 的这个事情。但是呢，我们所处在一种状态呢，就好像是在做梦，就是在处在一种梦境的一种状态下，是在这个物质能量的影响之下去做，在梦境中去从事满足我们的物质的这些活动。
In the dream, we identify with something that we are not, and we identify with and you develop desires that are not our desire, are not our normal desires.
然后呢，在这个梦境中呢，我们是认同于自己并不是的那个人，而且呢，我们在这个梦境中呢，产生了一些欲望，而这个欲望呢，也本来就不是我们的本来应该有的欲望。
And we know dreams are oftentimes a distorted appearance of some experience we have in reality is a distorted reflection.
而且呢，我们也知道呢，就是在梦中其实所显现的这些情景，是我们在真实的生活中所体验过的一些事情的扭曲了的折射。
Okay, next question.
Next question is from 云南的李丽萍 Mataji 的一个问题，顶拜阿叔的莲花组，谢谢甜美的翻译，谢谢。卡利年代为啥奉献者都女性居多呢？女性成为奉献者是否也和男性一样可以救赎自己的父亲呢？This question is from 李丽萍 Mataji from 云南。She is paying her humble obeisances to your lotus feet and thanks for the translator. And she said that why in Kali Yuga, most of the devotees are the females and also.If the female devotees also can act as the male devotees to deliver their own father, deliver their own father.
I offer my obeisance to your Lord to sit to.
那我也向您的莲花祖致以我前进。
Yes, whoever is a devotee can deliver by his devotion and deliver his relatives. Yes.
那么就是只要是奉献者，他都可以凭借他的奉爱来救赎他自己的亲戚。
There is no female devotees or male devotees.
You mean there is no female devotees and male devotees?
No, there is devotees, that's all.
Okay. 其实呢，就是奉献者就是奉献者，其实奉献者是不分男性和女性。
We are actually all female, spiritually speaking, we are female, we are Prakriti, we are dependent on the Supreme Lord. So we are all female in the spiritual sense.
实际上从灵性的角度上来讲呢，因为我们是 Prakriti, 所以呢我们都是女性的，都是依靠于至尊主的，所以就是所有的圣物体都是都是女性的。
So, but in the material world, we may take on a male or female form.
但是在这个物质世界呢，我们也许可能显现为男性或者是女性的身形。
And now it seems that we are most are female devotees in female bodies.
而且这看起来呢，好像大部分的这个奉献者都是处于女性的躯体里。
It's only because those devotees in female bodies do not preach to other people in male bodies.
这唯一的原因呢，就是因为处于女性躯体的这些奉献者没有向那些处于男性躯体的人传教。
So if they preach more to people with male bodies, they will have also many devotees with the male bodies.
所以如果要是女性的奉献，就是女性躯体的奉献者能够更多的向处于男性躯体的这些人们去传播这门知识的话，那也会吸引来很多的处于男性躯体的奉献者。
So start in Wuhan.
所以从武汉开始。This question is
from Wuhan, no?
No, she's from Yunnan. She's from Yunnan.
Okay, start in Yunnan. Preach to the to the souls in male bodies.
所以说呢，就是向这个处于男性躯体中的灵魂来服传的这件事情，就应该从云南开始。
Okay.Next.
So the next question, Rajendra Prabhu. Varnashram 是物质的制度，灵性进步必须需要它们，它有什么重要的意义呢？ Because the Varnashram system is a material system, and do the spiritual advancement need the system? And what's the significance of the system?
Well, because in the material world, everybody is conditioned by the three modes of material nature.
因为在这个物质世界呢，所有的人都被这个物质自然属性所局限。
Those who are in goodness, they are more inclined to teach, to live in a more clean situation. They are more self-controlled. They are more self-satisfied. So they guide the rest of the society. Those who are in mode of fashion, they have to administrate. They have to.Protect others, and those who are in a mode of combined passion and ignorance, they strive for economical development and they produce what is necessary for others. And then there's the majority of people who are shudras in mode of ignorance. They can provide a manual work to help the old members of society. This is already there because of the conditioning of the three modes of nature that affects everybody here.
那么因为呢，就是这个物质自然属性的这种条件，它会 影响着在这个物质世界的所有的人。那么有些人呢，他就会受到这个自然，他就会受到这个善良属性的这种影响。那在受到善良属性影响的人呢，他就会自然的喜欢去他就自然的能够去教导别人，而且呢，他也更加的这个有好的品质，而且呢，他也会更加的洁净，那也更加的平和。那他呢就可以用他这样的这种方式呢去善意的去影响其他的人。那么出于激情属性上呢，那么他会就是出于被去，他就想要去保护别人，然后呢他也想要去这个进行经济上的这种发展，然后呢去进行管理的这些活动。那然后还有，但是大部分的这些人呢，他们是处在愚昧属性的这种影响。那比如说是这个苏卓，那但是这个苏卓他能做的这些事情呢，是可以按照这个前面在激情属性和善良属性影响的这个人的这种指导之下，然后呢去支撑他们的那些活动。所以呢，因为他们都是在这些物质属性这种影响之下这种活动的，所以说呢就自然的就处于这样的一个体系之中。
So if we were able to to organize and to guide all these four classes in engaging in devotional service, then it becomes Devi Varnashram.
Become Devi Varnashram.
Devi Varnashram.
就是如果要是我们能够很好的去指导和安排这四人能够去各司其职的去做他们的事情的话，那么就变成了这个 Devi Varnashram。
So in this way, it's an ashram that helps us to come close to Krishna. It's a Varna ashram that helps us to become close to Krishna, because anybody in any of these classes can engage in devotional service.
因为让我当初在这样一种Varna ashram的这种体系之中的时候呢，那么就可以使处在这个体系中的所有的人都能够接近离 Krishna 更近，因为他们都可以在自己所处的这个状态去做奉爱服务。
And this is a necessity actually to establish this in society so that we can guide society properly.
然后呢，就是在社会去建立这样的体系，实际上是非常的有必要的，因为只有建立这样的体系，才能够恰当的去指导整个社会的运作。
Okay, next question.
Next question from Das Prabhu. 物质欲望也是人格性的吗？它以物质能量也是人格性的吗？也是能够觉察到我们的所有的愿望吗？Is the material energy also personalized? If she also can aware or can feel our desires? If she also can feel all of our desires?
No. This is done by the super soul with the same nature as us, and is the most close to us. Is the one who can perceive the desires we have. This is done by the super soul, because it's the super soul that satisfies our desires by directing material energy to act in a particular way.
就是这个感知到我们所有的愿望的这个是超灵所干的事，就是超灵它离我们最近，那么它能够感知到我们所有的愿望，然后呢它再去这个根据我们的这个愿望，然后以特定的这种方式去指导物质能量来配合我们去完成我们的愿望。
Material energy cannot move in a particular way according to the dictation of the super soul.
这个物质能量它只能够在超灵的指导之下，在超的命令之下才能够去进行运作。Is that lizard?
Yes. And I'm far away, I tell you.
阿叔，这现在这个叫唤的这个声音是阿叔的同屋。 他房间里的那个蜥蜴。So the next question. So the next question, 怎样才能时刻
Okay.
So you want to say more about this question, or you want to hear the next question? The next question is still from Das Prabhu. 是这样的，怎样才能够时刻读懂超灵指导，按照超灵的指导行动呢？How to always understand the instructions from the super soul, and also how can be sure to follow the guidance of the super soul to take our actions?
Yeah, you have to follow the words of the super soul in the Bhagavad Gita and then the instructions of the spiritual master.
对，我们呢就是应该去追随超灵在。通过这个薄伽梵歌所给我们提出的这些指导，然后呢要追随灵老师所给我们提出的训示。
And the devotees were qualified, what they tell us.
还有呢就是去遵循那些资格的奉献者所对我们说的话。
Yes, so we have to follow guidance because we don't have yet the qualification to hear the voice of the super soul within our hearts. So we hear through these external meanings, external means, the words of Bhagavad Gita, the words of Guru, who are non-different from the Bhagavad Gita, the words of the devotees, who are also non-different from what the Guru and the scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita says. And in this way, we are sure we are following the super soul.
所以说呢，我们为了要这个很好的去追随超灵，我们就必须要有这种指导，在指导之下去听从超灵所给我们的这个训令，因为我们自己还没有能力去真正的了解超灵所给我们的这个训令到底是什么。那么我们的这指导是什么呢？就是第一个呢，就是要追随在薄伽梵歌中所给我们的这个指导，还有呢就是灵性导师所给我们提出的这些训示。那么因为这个灵性导师他所给我们提出的这个训示跟超灵所给我们提出训示是没有任何区别的。然后呢还有就是要追随那些有资格的奉献者所给我们提出的训示。
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for your questions.
是非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you to everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
Special thank you to Dhanakeli and Sati Mataji for arranging this time together.
然后就特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有 Dhanakeli 为我们安排这样一个能够共聚的时间。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nittai Gaura Premanande, Hari 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 Bo.
Hari 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 Bo, Ashu ki jai. 怀坤的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常感谢 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。谢谢 Sati Mataji 为我们安排这么好的评论。感恩所有奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的周日。Hare Krishna。